For those too young to recall, this English version of a German song was popular in the 1940s.
Outside the barracks, by the corner light, I'll always stand and wait for you at night. We will create a world for two. I'll wait for you the whole night through. For you, Lily Marlene. For you, Lily Marlene.
That song, Lily Marlene, became the best-known song among the fighting men of the Second World War, beloved by both sides in Europe. The version we just heard was sung by German expatriate actress Marlene Dietrich, and we learned today that the man who composed that melody died last week, Norbert Schulz, who is 91. Richard Goldstein wrote the New York Times obituary for Norbert Schulz. Mr. Goldstein, where did the idea for this song come from?
The words for the song came from a poem written during World War I by a German soldier named Hans Leip, who was waiting shipment to the war fronts from his barracks in Berlin. And it told of two girlfriends he was leaving behind. And in the poem, the women were fused into one image of Lily Marlene. And he tells about how he's departing and perhaps never to see them again. It was originally set to music by Mr. Schulz, and it was actually a flop. It sold 700 copies. Then in 1941, the German army kind of adopted the song as an afterthought. They ran it to conclude the nightly broadcast to the troops in North Africa, and it turned out to be a huge hit. Before long, Montgomery's 8th Army, fighting the Germans in North Africa, began singing the song, and they did some improvising. Sometimes they set it to rather risque lyrics. The British government then decided, well, if their soldiers are singing this song, they would like to have a sanitized version.
So there was an official British Army translation there?
It was sung by Anne Shelton and Vera Lynn in wartime Britain, sold many, many records. Then it was recorded by Marlene Dietrich, and she sang it to the American troops on her tours of the war front during World War II.
As you've said, this is a sad song. This is about parting, leaving a girlfriend, or actually two girlfriends, behind to go off to war. That's why the soldiers liked it, but I gather that the Nazis' chief propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, didn't like it for that very reason.
He thought it was too sentimental and not enough of a martial theme.
In terms of the popular market, was Norbert Schulz a one-hit wonder?
He had all kind of a mixed past, though, from World War II, because he wrote music for propaganda films, and he had something of a name before the war, and from what I can glean, he had some moderate success with his musical endeavors after the war, but certainly Lily Marlene overshadows anything else he had done.
Mr. Goldstein, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me on this afternoon.
Richard Goldstein is an editor at the New York Times. He wrote the obituary for German composer Norbert Schulz, who died last week at age 91. Schulz wrote the popular World War II song, Lily Marlene.
My love for you, when use my might, I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. It's you.